It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2091, recorded Friday, May 8th, 2026. A wheelie great show. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity comes back from a Pepcom Spring Spectacular with some gadgets. I have another office gadget that, if you want a quiet office, maybe you should get. And Mo has a video that includes his kids. All coming up next on The Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease. Under pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for The Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is. 99.99% effective on gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing good myself.
We have Steve in Toronto to thank for telling us that today, we're recording on a Friday, it was 11 years ago on this day that we did our first independent Giz Whiz show. So we've done 11 years of them.
11 years is impressive. It feels like just yesterday we went independent. I moved to Los Angeles, I think over that week. Like, we recorded the end of an episode, and then over the week break, I moved to Los Angeles and set up the studio in my spare bedroom. And we did our first show. Oh, that was 11 years ago. That's insane.
And didn't you have the Minecraft set on the other wall?
Yes. So it was similar to this room, except on that half where I have my desk and I have like a monitor set up for this show, it was all Minecraft set. And I would set it up so that I could shoot across, so like it'd be a camera here, I'd shoot that set, be a camera there, shoot this set. A lot has changed, and then also a lot has not changed. It's pretty funny. I can't believe that was 11 years ago.
And 11 years, it is unbelievable.
A massive amount of appreciation needs to go to our listeners, our fans, our patrons, our viewers. I mean, it's amazing that we can keep doing this 11 years later.
It is astounding. Astounding. We're still children.
11 years, and we're still children. What do you got for us this week? What did you get up to?
Let's see. Well, it was Pepcom last night, so that's why we're doing this on a Friday. So that was fun. And we had a couple of warm days and been working in the yard a lot. And then over the weekend, it's going to be rainy and in the 50s.
Let me think. This last week, I participated in another race. What's funny about this race is it's actually the largest 5K, I think, in Central Florida. It's the largest 5K that'll happen in this area that I live in. But it is a completely private race that I got exclusive access to because I know the guys who run the race. But it is the corporate 5K, and which is it's a race that blows my mind in how brilliant it is for Track Shack, who runs the race. What they do is they ask all the local businesses, all the big local businesses, to join the race. And either the business will pick up the registration cost, it might be like a 50-50 split, they may have the employees pay for it, but you get all the employees of all the different companies, and then they all run or walk a 5K, and it's all downtown. So like all the, you can see the company buildings around, sometimes. There was one company that their office was actually on the course. And so what they did is they got pizzas delivered. And so they walked out in front of their office. So as the race ran by, people could grab a slice of pizza and keep keep going. And a ton, I think it was like 16,000 people, so I forget the exact number, but it is actually larger than all the other 5Ks in the area. Which is just
because
crazy.
You can walk it if you want.
Yes. Yes. In fact, this is one of the only races. This is the only race I've attended where on your bib, it'll actually say if you're a runner or if you're a walker. And if you walk, you actually start in a separate corral. So you have like one group of people lining up in one direction and they'll go run. And then the walkers kind of line up to the side. And then once the runners are gone, then the walkers kind of like move out.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, otherwise that would be quite a confusing race.
Exactly. So they're running and shoot.
Are you running or are you walking?
Exactly. So yeah, so all the runners go and then all the walkers kind of go in behind them. And then the coolest part of it is not only is the race part of it cool and like the participants cool, but at the end of the race, every company can rent a tent space, and then their job is to fill that tent with their own stuff. And it's not really an event for marketing. It's not an event for people to come by and see the booth. It's not that sort of situation. It's just for their employees who participated in the race. And so what a lot of companies do is they get beer out there, they get food, they get catering, they have fun activities for people. And then other business people might kind of mingle around, but you're not sitting there selling a product. You're just having fun, you're just partying, you're just hanging out. And that was a really cool atmosphere too. Is right after the race, people hang around, and it's in this park called Lake Eola, which has a big lake in the middle, and then the whole around it is a big park, and inside of central Orlando, like right downtown, it's the park for downtown, and so all that area has hundreds of tents set up by all these different companies. They're all just partying and all having a good time. It was a really unique race to be a part of. And it's not really open to the public. You have to go through your company to get in.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. So yeah, it was a ton of fun.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah, so that's what I got up to. And then my next race, which is this weekend, will be the last for a while. And this one's cool. I'll tell you about it next week. I'll tell you about that one next week.
Okay.
I've run it. Maybe I'll take some photos and stuff.
The
unique part of that is you get to run through an area that's closed off to the public for most of the year. And it's this incredible garden. It's like a private garden. And so you run, it's called Run for the Trees. And so you run through all these trees and this cool garden area that is like some private, like botanical garden type situation. So that should be fun. So that'll be coming up next week. And so, yeah.
That's great. Yeah. And all through the race, there's someone saying, get off my flowers.
That's what it feels like. It's kind of what it feels like. This is closed to everybody else, but they open it up. And yeah, you get off my lawn for the rest of the year.
That's so funny.
hey, PepCom, that's fun.
PepCom is great fun, and I found some fun stuff for this week and next week, so we can jump right in.
Perfect. Oh, and sorry, the video is not loading. I'm actually having. There we go. Okay, so here is.
All right, it's mosquito times. So I saw a Thermacell and I thought, oh my gosh, I have one of their older gadgets. So I thought, let's stop by and find out what's new. So Suzanne is going to fill us in on the latest.
There is a lot that's new. It sounds like you have one of our older models that has butane as the fuel source.
Yes, that's what I had.
It's highly portable. You can take it into the woods. Hunters, fishermen love this product to keep mosquitoes away. It creates a 15-foot zone of mosquito protection around you with no need to put sprays on your skin, on your clothing, any sort of powerful scent. And it has a 15-foot zone. But we look at our new product line is this, the EU Zone Guard Patio Max, which has a built-in lithium battery which allows it to have a 12-hour life of on-demand mosquito repellent in a 20-foot zone.
Oh, my gosh. Now, yes. Do you fill that with a liquid, or how does
it
work?
Yeah, it has a liquid repellent inside, highly efficacious, but very, very low concentration.
I see. You get cassettes for it. Like
yeah, so you put cartridges inside.
A cartridge, okay.
And then turn it on, and it will begin diffusing the repellent into your space, and then 20 feet. So that's as large as a pickleball court. It was really larger. All of us would be protected by this one small device.
Okay. And what does that retail for?
This one's on Amazon for $54.99 with a full 36 hours of repellent included. And then you can buy extra. So you can use the repeller over and over, like the one that you have.
Yes.
You've been using it over and over and refilling it with repellent every year.
Oh, okay. Okay. And this guy is something different?
So this is a similar technology on the inside, but it's a little more gear friendly. So it has more water resistance, easier to open, carabiner. You can hook it onto your backpack, but also offers a 20-foot zone.
Okay. And the retail on that?
The retail on that one is, can I buy this? That's also $54.99.
Okay, and it's this one is already out. It's
yes, just, both of these both are out. This is the out. New one with the 12-hour battery life and the fast charging dock. So charging dock is really the new news. Here, this you typically charge with a cord, but when you have a charging dock, you can just put it right there. It has a space on your counter. No need to have to think about recharging. It's ready to go when you want to go outside.
Can you charge it without the charging dock?
Yes, you can. There's also a port that you can plug right into.
Or a USB-C.
So either way.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, yep. This is great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. No bugs are going to get me.
No mosquitoes for you. No, no.
I like that. I like that a lot. The puck, I really like that charging puck, especially if you're someone who goes outside all the time and kind of wants a mosquito repellent available. You know, if you go out to dinner, you know, and on your patio three times a week, it gets kind of annoying needing to keep track of the mosquito repellent. So I really like that for like basically power users. And then I really like the look of the new dispenser, you know, the fully electric with that new sort of cartridge wick.
Yes, yeah.
And it's
sold by hours. I mean, if you go down there, you can get like a 12-hour one. You can get a pack of, I think she said 36 hours. I guess you get three 12-hour packs.
Interesting. I'm trying to find the here's a big refill. Oh my gosh. This has 120 hours in it of refill. That's $61.
And I like that and a 20-foot area. That's very decent.
True. I really like that she said the size of a pickleball.
Yeah, that's
you know, is it a 20-foot radius? You know, in my head, I was kind of thinking diameter at first. So, you know, it's like, no, that big.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, there is the biggest
would
go on.
It seems to be just $49 on Amazon. I believe she said they were both $55, but looking before the show, the more rugged waterproof one, if you want to go camping and take it with you, is it's $48. It came down a little.
I can't quite find that rugged one. Page.
Oh, I thought I sent you a separate link.
You may have. You know what? I forgot to.
Okay.
to go back and look at that. There it is. There we are. I see it now. Yeah, $49.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And then finally. Oh, yeah, that was that. Perfect. I like it. The biggest downside is its cost, you know, is the investment of getting the initial device. And then, of course, you know, the refills are a bit expensive, but, you know, the alternative is like a net, you know, or like,
absolutely. And I am one of those people. If there is one mosquito in New York,
it'll find you. Yeah, exactly. Or citronella candles and all that sort of stuff. And some people just don't like that smell also. So very cool. Thermosil. I'm sure you can pick it up everywhere, including Amazon.
Everywhere, including Amazon, yeah.
Very cool. Okay.
All right, the second one, at the end of the video, I say Chad's going to be all over this. So let's run that video, because you guys in the chat room like this company.
I'm at Olight, and they're introducing a flying saucer. No, what is this? This is the brand new Olight Marauder Mini 2. Now, the Marauder series is all about high power. The Marauder Mini 2 takes that up a notch because it has both a floodlight and a spotlight. So the floodlight and the spotlight now can work at the same time. You can use the rotary dial to turn it up and down in the bright.
How many lumens?
In floodlight, it'll do 10,000 lumens. Amazing. A nice, beautiful round number, 10,000 lumens. We're very proud of that. In spotlight, it'll go 750 meters of range.
Okay.
And then if you put it in the middle position, it'll hit almost those numbers both the same time.
Okay. So, Sam, what would be the battery life at the high end and the low end?
Oh, on the low end, it'll go for weeks. On the low end.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on the high end, the thing to keep in mind with high power LEDs is things can get pretty hot kind of quickly. Yeah. So after the first few minutes, it's gonna dim down a little bit. But then once it's cooled down, it'll go right back up to that higher output for several minutes.
And what's the price point on that?
It's in the $250 range, a little bit less than that on Amazon.
Okay.
But there's two more tricks up the sleeve.
Okay.
So you get your spotlight, your floodlight, and both at the same time. But if you use this little dog here, you can switch to red light. Now, red light is real.
Why do you need them?
For the outdoors, for camping and hunting, if your eyes are adapted to the dark and you need a little bit of light, then you turn on a red light and your eyes will stay adapted to the dark while you're out and about doing your outdoor tasks. And lastly, in this position here, it's got a little side light. So you can set it up on the picnic table, you can play cards, you can eat dinner, whatever you need, it'll cast a nice little ambient light. So this way, your high power flashlight is also a tabletop area light. Best of both worlds. A really flexible system, the Olight Marauder Mini 2.
Amazing.
And hey, last thing for y'all, we're doing going
for, wait a minute, this is the third last spin.
So here is the lanyard, right? Looks like a normal lanyard, but it's also a USB-C cable so that when you go to charge it, you can charge it up with whatever power bank you got laying around. And it is still compatible with Olight's magnetic charging system. So if you do have a magnetic charging cable laying around, you can use that, but it comes with this USB-C lanyard. There you go.
Now, while you're using it, can it also be taking power from a battery pack?
Yeah, it will. You can charge it while you're using it. You just won't get the full output because we don't want it to overheat. Yeah. So you can use it on like a medium setting while you're charging.
Okay, very good. This is amazing. Anything else brand new?
Yeah, so the other brand new thing is the Baton 4 Pro and the Baton Ultra. So there are two different models. The Pro is designed for working in up-close tasks. The Ultra is designed for outdoor performance. So the side switch will turn it on. You can access five different brightness settings. And then also the tail switch gives you direct access to high mode and turbo. So there you go, two different brand new batons. This one for work and up-close tasks, the Baton 4 Pro. And for the outdoors, you've got the Baton Ultra.
And price point?
So about $69 for the Pro, which is an incredible price.
And then the Ultra, about $99. Okay. And what is it? What is the little charging dock for?
Yeah, so this is a Olight's magnetic charging cable, the MCC cable. So when you get home at the end of the day, it's really easy to just throw it onto the charger. Very easy, and it'll charge up just like that. But while you're on the go or while you're traveling, some people really like to have a USB-C port.
Wow.
So you just twist to reveal the USB-C port, which will
charge
the device a little bit faster. Or you can use the magnetic charger for really convenient charging.
Does the magnetic charger come with it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does.
Oh, that is compatible with any type of USB-C cable.
This is really great. A lot of fun stuff from Olight. Chad, I know Chad is saying, yes. I need that.
Yes. That little desk light that was attached to the...
Yes, isn't that clever?
That was so clever. And it honestly looked like such a good placement of the light. Like, if I was playing cards, it's so nice. It's up off the table, raised. Like, I was just... like instantly like, wow, what a cool extra feature to have. And then also the hidden USB-C cable, like
that's
in the
clever.
Base of the light was like
those little Mickey Mouse rubber doors that
yes.
you keep
oh my
losing.
Gosh, yeah. It just felt like just looking at it, it was like that looks amazing. That looks like such a buttery fun thing to own. Yeah, and then I really like the red light feature because it's something that is such a pro, nice thing to have. And, you know, you could be in your tent, grab something really fast. If the moon is really bright, you know, you want to kind of keep your eyes in that. And I'm, you know, might search for something real fast and then look around. It's like, oh, gosh, if I don't have that red light, I've lost all my night vision. So I think that is another really, really cool feature.
The stuff is pricey, but really beautiful.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. I mean, it really is the top of the line professional flashlights, you know.
Yeah, 10,000 lumens. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, Olight has a ton of lights.
A ton. I cannot believe how many flashlights they have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they always have a big crowd at the booth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Something about flashlights. There's the that Ultra. Has all... Do you remember mag lights? Mag lights?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I would go in and just look at that aisle in Walmart or Academy, wherever I was. Oh my gosh,
are they still around?
They must be. They must be. This felt like the most professional flashlight you could ever own at the time.
Yes, at the time.
I remember they had a replacement bulb in the back of the light.
Oh, how clever.
Remember that? I don't know if you remember. Yeah, is basically every single one, the battery back would screw off, and then underneath that spring would be an extra light. And that was true for all the models. The small model, the big model, the medium model, they all had an extra bulb hidden in the base of the light, which I thought was so cool. Olight, though, they're definitely the new kings of the professional flashlight. Consumer professional flashlight that you might go out there and actually pick up. Very cool. Cool features. I love also the baton, how it had a top button and the charging.
The tail button.
The tail that was also the charger could be used. Very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Really nice.
Awesome. Olight. Okay.
Okay. A third gadget. You may or may not have a use for this. I don't, but we'll find out about it. It's not quite out yet, but it's coming.
Okay.
Mimikit gem, and this little guy, is this the whole thing?
That's the whole thing.
This can remember way more than you can remember. No, we're going to find out. Edo is going to tell us
how of course.
This works.
Yes, it's really tiny, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so check this out. So this is the Mimikit Gem, right? It's a tiny device. Got very simple. One button, one microphone, another microphone right here. And what it does is it records chats, meetings, conversations. There's many products.
Did you tell it to record this or is it recording all the time?
You press the button.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, to press the button once. You can press it if you want, right? Let's press it right now. There we go. We're recording right now.
Right.
We press it again and it's done. Right?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, the beautiful thing about this, it's not just that it records, you know, many recorders out there. They give you notes. That's fine. What we do is we connect context. We connect topics across time. Okay?
Okay.
So, in this case, for example, we talk about one topic right now. If we've talked about that same topic before, it's going to remind us, hey,
before you guys said this. But now you're saying this. Right.
And how long does it take to do that?
Just a couple minutes, depending. Couple minutes, yes. Okay. Yeah. Because it has to go through everything, right?
Yes,
to remember.
Okay. Yeah. So if we were to put this conversation like in 10 minutes, and then you were showing me before we wrote the video. There are, you can get a brief, show that
again.
Yes,
of course. So this is a normal summary. Mainly just, it's just a regular summary. Now, the really cool part comes at the bottom.
The brief, temper, the brief one.
There we go. There we go. Here. Here is where we see a summary of the main topic, and then we see the related context. This related context is what we've talked in the past, how the past, what we said in the past relates to the current conversation.
Yes,
then we can also see action items and, you know, things that we have to do after this conversation, right? Another thing we can do too is we can look at the one pager where we see a graphical summary of what we've talked about.
Okay.
This is easy to digest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what does this retail for?
It retails for $199. So, yes.
Today was a medical.
So, we are launching next week on product on the beta, and we're starting the pre-sale in June.
Okay. Is there a monthly fee or anything?
Be here.
Is there a monthly fee?
Yeah, so there will be a subscription of $9.99 for the whole process. Yeah.
A month?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But of course, you know, for the, we're going to have promotions, so for the first people that place their orders.
Yes. Okay. And your website?
Memocat.ai.
Okay.
Yes.
This is quite ingenious, all right? And I saw there it said that the guy with the big mustache is not too smart. This thing, I'm not sure about this. Oh, yeah. So you don't have to have a separate wristband. He has his Apple Watch on one side and this device on the other side. Ingenious.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, I have no use. Would you have a use for that?
Maybe. Like, I always... There's always this hope that AI could help bridge my memory gaps, you know, where maybe we talked about... Maybe I'm using this in an office, and we talked about an ad campaign, and we said we wanted to talk about, you know, the demographic of 18 to 35. And then a week later, we're accidentally talking about 25 to 35.
Oh,
and we, you know,
oh, yeah.
And so maybe, you know, something got lost in the translation or we forgot something, like maybe that could help. The other thing is there's a few things of just summarizing a meeting or summarizing talking that's nice for someone like me who has constantly trying to remember what I need to remember, and ADHD is constantly getting in the way. And, you know, those action items is like, I've been assigned to do this task, and now the AI picked up on that and can kind of give me some more steps to make sure that I don't forget. Absolutely, this is something that I'm interested in and like would love to work flawlessly and amazingly well. I'm worried. It's hard because you need AI to have context for a lot of things in order to, for it to be able to summarize, you know, so it needs to be listening to everything, or, you know, it needs to be listening at the right times, during the right meetings, during the right conversations. And you hopefully will also give it more context. You know, it'd be cool if it could also read your emails. Okay, I talked about this. Well, then I got an email, you know, all that interplay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think that this is a really cool idea. I don't know if this is the product that'll make it there.
Exactly.
My fear is that really the only product that will make it there is a phone. Is when, you know, Apple or someone decides to make this happen, is an assistant that does have access to your phone calls, your text messages, your email, and is obviously with you at all times and can listen. You know, like that's already the perfect use case is... is make your phone do this and do the processing on the phone. And also, if it's a company that you trust, like Apple, to do all the processing locally so that it's not being uploaded. That's just where I feel like it's gonna go. I think that there's definitely a use case for someone to pick this up. And we've seen some other AI pucks and devices before, and I think I said the exact same thing, which is like, if I was in an office where we had a lot of office meetings, personal one-on-one, yeah, this is cool. This would be a cool device to have around. Or if I'm someone who needs, has a workflow where I'm talking with my chatbot, and then where this product would differentiate itself from the other ones we've talked about is maybe that software is better. That phone app is better than the other ones, or the battery life on this one is better, that type of thing.
Also, I like that if you have an Apple Watch that it can, their band will let you have the watch on one side and this thing on the other side.
Yeah, that's nice. That's really nice. Exactly. I think it's a cool concept. It looks like they're executing it well. It's you want it as small and as battery good as possible. It looks like they're doing this really well. I am worried about them because
the website just lets you sign up for info. So it's not in the marketplace yet.
Yeah. I've considered getting something like this, and every time I consider it, I go back to the thought of it's not hard to open up your phone and just record a voice memo of whatever you need to remember, and then just upload the voice memo to the chat, to whatever AI chat service you're already using, is kind of, I think, the biggest crux with this product is there's so many ways to do it. It's to get an AI summary of what you're saying. It's not hard to do, and you don't necessarily need a $200 device and a $10 a month subscription to pull it off. Okay, with that,
all right,
to get a little bit crappy.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okay, dokey. Our theme is home office gadgets or office gadgets. This is a little bit of a teaser of the gadget that I ended up buying. So let's take a look at the video I recorded. So here we are with another office/home office gadget. And what the heck is going on here? This is my office chair completely turned upside down because today we are taking a look at these. What are they? These are new replacement rollers for your office chair. And the big advantage here is that these casters come with the same type of wheel that's on a roller blade. It's this really, really nice sort of rubbery wheel versus the hard plastic wheel that's already on there. Now, I'm hoping that this is gonna be a big upgrade for me because of the environment that the room is with this chair. You may notice these kind of have a mark along the wheel. I keep the cats in this room. So the cat litter is in here, so the floor gets just a tad dusty, and that dust just makes this not a great experience. It'll kind of roll a little weird. It obviously creates these marks on the chairs. So I'm thinking that these are gonna be a huge upgrade. The kit comes with 5 of these wheels, and you should be able to just pop off the old ones and pop on the new ones. Okay, this is the part that I'm actually kind of scared about because I remember putting these wheels on years and years and years ago, and they're not easy to put on. And first off, no instructions. They say they're universal, so let's just hope for the best here. So I'm actually gonna give this a good try. Ugh. Oh my gosh, maybe I just have bad leverage. Oh, there, that one came off. Hooray, that one was easy. Possibly just me reaching over there. I just didn't have enough leverage to get these off. They're coming off. There we go. And now that these are all off, we'll be able, oh, there's one tough one. Ah, got it. There we go. Oh, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
It's so tough that that part stayed in. Wait a second. That's not allowed. Oh, gosh. Uh-oh. I might have to go try to get another tool to get that piece out. I'm also getting grease all over my fingers now. Let's see. I got it out. I had to use the handle of these pliers to pull it out because I didn't have any actual pliers. Okay, that was the hard part, which I was afraid would be the hard part. Now comes hopefully the easier part, and these should just fit into the old holes. Looks like they do. Now, these are the old wheels. Here are the new wheels. Yeah, they look exactly the same. Just wanted to make sure that that was the same distance. And now we have 5 wheels on here. Let's test it out. Okay, the new wheels are down, and I gotta say, I like them. They are a lot quieter than the other wheels. And while they are getting a tad of dust already on them, just based off of, you know, what's on the floor here, they are so much smoother. And I really gotta say something about how quiet they are. The other wheels rattle a lot while moving, and these are like silent. Nice upgrade. Okay, here's the other wheel, and just kind of as an idea, like I wish I would have recorded the audio of me sitting on these and rolling around on them, because the new wheels are like dead silent compared to the other ones. I mean, they sounded so rolly before, and now these are just so quiet. Not too expensive, $15.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's only $3 a wheel, which is pretty good. There are a lot of other wheels. I just ended up getting the cheap, you know, oh my gosh, these were only $14. I saw a lot of this, where it was like a lot of $30 wheels. So I went for these, and I'm happy with them. I'm really, really happy with them. In terms of just rolling around, the sound, I thought I wouldn't care for as much as the nice smooth rolling ability, but I'm flipped. I'm happier with the sound, and it rolls just about the same as the other ones did. It's more that there's just like no sound anymore as they roll around. So there you go.
This would be good for the race tomorrow for the people who don't want to walk. Great.
Just stick them on the bottom of like a walker, you know?
And then there you go.
A lot of speed on it, you know?
There you go.
Yeah. I'm not going to miss the old ones, and I keep getting grease all over my fingers every time I pick them up. So I got to stop doing that. There you go.
I like it.
Perfect. With that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Fun.
All right, so our video is from Mo Motoris, who says, I have found such a really cool gadget, and my son Jacob helped with this video. Not sure what it is, so let's take a look.
Hey, son, what are you doing?
I'm taking a selfie with this really nice background.
Hey, son, wouldn't it be better if you took pictures with the rear-facing cameras? They're much better quality.
Yes, Dad, you're correct. But the rear-facing cameras, I can't see what I'm taking a picture of.
I love the skit.
What if I told you I have a solution to that problem?
Yeah, what is it?
What is that?
It looks like it's a screen.
What? Son, this is the Cinco X-View M4 V-Log selfie monitor screen for the iPhone and Android phones of the world.
How does it work?
Well, now you hold it up and you use the rear-facing cameras to take your selfie.
Now I can take pictures with the better quality lenses.
I'm not quite sure I understand this.
This is the device up close. I test my own personal testing in my apartment. I went up to 50 feet and the connection, the Bluetooth connection, which controls the buttons and the shutter and the wireless video, which is controlled through mirroring, worked up to 50 feet away. As you can see, it's the on and off button, USB-C charger, speaker, because you can play video while you're mirroring. You can watch video on this screen, the audio, need some work. This is the wireless shutter and aspect ratio adjustment button. This is the screen mirroring and rotation button. These two are the volume buttons and the brightness button, as you can see here. It's battery powered, as you can see, no cables, and it lasts up to 3 hours, according to the website. It is not that heavy. This is how it works. You just stick it onto your phone and it sticks, as you can see.
It is weird. It's the same old show with Dickie D and
OMG. Yeah, the audio is not so great.
No.
So you can watch videos from here and listen to them as well. No, it's not touchscreen. You can't do anything.
Oh, it's not a touchscreen.
Yeah.
My son and I were very happy to do this video and bring to you the Cinco X-View M4 V-Log selfie monitor screen for basically all phones. This is an iPhone 17, so with Apple, anything 17 and below, it probably will work up to a certain point. I'm not sure about anything like iPhone 8.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
That's very cool. So what's happening is it's just a screen mirror, and it allows you to take a selfie with the back-facing cameras, right? Instead of using the selfie camera, you can now use the you know, you have that nice...
Oh, the main...
Yeah, the main three the bank main, of cameras. Yeah. This is really, really cool because, you know, if you think about it, if you were going to record a vlog with a nice camera, right, the cool thing is that the screen can flip around yourself. And so that would allow you to use the really nice lenses and cameras on the front or the back of the camera and take video or photos. Back when I did a lot of vlogs and vlogging, I always wished that I could use my phone as my vlog camera. But the selfie camera is just not good, and it's okay, and I've gotten away with it, and sometimes I've shot some stuff on it, but if I could, I'd like to avoid it, because it's just not the highest quality camera. But if I could shoot video with the front camera, and then actually see what I'm recording, and actually be able to line up my shots, and you know, get myself in a good frame, which you just can't do, because you're just looking at the back of the camera, that would be a actual use case where I could have left my vlog camera at home and just use my cell phone, only because I can use that main camera bank of cameras. I never did that because I didn't have this gadget. I wish I did. The only extra feature that I wish that this had was a way to switch between the lenses. Because, you know, if you're shooting like a selfie, sometimes you might want the wide angle lens and get versus the medium, you know, you probably wouldn't ever want the telephoto. But, you know, that would be nice as a button to switch between wide angle, normal, and telephoto. That's the only other thing.
But with an Android phone, how would you attach it?
I'm not exactly sure how it's doing the screen mirroring. It's some wireless screen mirroring. So I don't know exactly how it's pulling that off. I don't know if you're just like literally going into the settings and like just mirroring your screen, because you could mirror your screen to like a TV if it had an Apple TV hooked up or the Apple AirPlay built in. And Android has a similar one. I'm not exactly sure how it does that mirroring, but it seems like it's wireless. So it'll just wirelessly send your phone screen to that camera.
But it's using the magnet on the back of the iPhone, right?
Yeah. So that magnet, that's the MagSafe magnet. I don't think it communicates through that. That's just the magnet, just to hold it there. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Oh, it comes with a Mo said it comes with a magnetic adapter. Oh, Mo's right. In chat.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And so like that magnetic part wouldn't really work on an Android phone because they don't have the MagSafe thing that the iPhones do. But it should still, you know, mirror the video. It just won't magnetically clip on, you know, so conveniently. Just to hold it on there is what the MagSafe portion is. I think it's really, really cool. Let's see, what was the cost?
$38.
$38, yeah. See, like, to me, a lot of the, you know, this bank of cameras is good enough that it could easily replace people do that all the time. But this camera just isn't quite good enough to do that. So for $40, you're almost upgrading your camera. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, no.
So I think that'd be a great investment. Very cool. Yeah, I like it. $40, a way to mirror your screen and take advantage of the cameras, or just have a crazy little screen mirror thing. I don't know what else you'd use it for, but pretty cool. Thanks for that, Mo. Thank you.
Mo, thank you.
Yeah, and Jacob, thanks for the help on the video with all the selfies. And I loved the like sketch script thing that they did.
Yes, exactly.
That. With that, let's... Oh, how can people send in their videos?
A video, just use a landscape format like Mo did, and make sure we can see the gadget and hear you. Like Mo, if someone else is shooting the video, you can be in your video if you want. 1 to 3 minutes, anything to do with a gadget. New, old, love it, hate it. Or our very favorite is you have an old tech gadget that was such a hot thing 10 or 20 years ago, and you paid a lot of money, and you can't throw it out because it was so important when you bought it. We love videos about that. 1 to 3 minutes, put it up on YouTube. When you upload it, you have a choice. You can click unlisted. And that way, only people with the URL will be able to see it. And you email that, the URL, to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And you'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you. If we show your video, we show 99% of the videos we get. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. With that, let's head into the letter.
Well, this is an email I got, and I'm sure you got too, but my guess is you paid no attention to it.
Oh, yeah. I don't read.
Oh, okay. It's from CES. I'm not quite sure why it took them this long. It came like April 15th, and it was the final wrap-up of attendance at CES 2026.
Yeah, they do that. They give the stats of everybody.
Yes, okay. Exactly. And the only reason I sort of love it, because when the last CES I went to was enormous, and there was, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, 177,000 attendees. So do you have a vague idea how many, or did you see this email? How many went?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay. You want to take a wild guess at how many people attended CES 2026?
Just based off of my theory of how big it was when you attended versus now, I'm going to guess it's closer to just 100,000, like maybe 66,000 people aren't there anymore. Like, I think it's smaller, maybe.
It was smaller, but not by too much.
Okay,
148,000 people went.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, what was slightly more this year, what do you think the number of press people was that went to 2026? Should I tell you the number about 5 years ago?
Well, I'm also like, I just wonder what percentage is press. Like, is it like a sixth? Is it or is it like a quarter? But I think it's not.
Oh, that was a quarter would be a lot.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I don't think it's that big because there's too many industry. There's too many booths just for industry and not for. I'm going to get maybe like 20,000. Reporters.
God, no, way less.
Oh, okay.
Because it's kind of hard to get into CES these days.
True.
Yeah. Well, the last CES that I attended was 6,600 press.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm way off.
And this CES, it was slightly more than 7,000 press.
Wow.
But don't forget, they try to feed all those people.
Yeah. You know, they changed that.
Oh, did they?
They did. I meant to tell you about that.
Is there no more food?
There's no more food. Instead, which is honestly probably smarter, they give you a food voucher to go spend at any of the food places, including the food trucks. So you can use it at any of the concession in the area. Or you can now go to a food truck and get, and you have like some amount of money. I forget how much it was, but it was enough to work with. It was definitely enough to pull off.
Yes. You know, I guess in a way,
I like it. You know, I like it way better because the meals got worse over time, and the sandwiches they ended up like giving you, they'd give you a box with a sandwich and like some chips in it, and it kept dropping in quality year after year. So this is way better because if you are smart about where you go eat, you could, you know, some of the food trucks make crazy foods. You know, they make like, you know, Mexican street tacos with like all sorts of stuff on them, and so it's really good. It's better quality food.
No. And the choice is better because there was always a million apples left on the table.
Oh yeah.
And 30 people left their brownies because they didn't. So this way, with the money, you buy exactly what you want.
Exactly.
And if you don't want the apple and the brownie, you're not paying. You
exactly. And also, if you're a picky eater or just didn't want a sandwich, you know, they had five options of sandwiches, you know, it's turkey, ham, you know, or like a veggie wrap. That was it. So now, you know, you can actually go get chicken fingers. You can actually go.
This is very good.
Exactly.
Very good.
So 7,000. Media press. And
148,000 people.
Wow. They're doing a way better job. You know why I might have thought it was so less? Is because there is, you know, 20,000 less, But also the square footage that the convention takes up now is...
It's double.
What, double? No wonder I thought there was less. Because they take over so many more hotels. They have the huge big convention hall now.
Two of them, right?
Yeah, they have... Yeah, yeah exactly. Actually, what's funny is they have basically stopped using the South Hall for... anything other than meeting rooms. They have like...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, they don't have a booth as big as it used to be. So yeah, anyway, that's incredible. Yeah. That's very cool. Thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys have kept us independent for the last 11 years.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your generosity and support. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/GizWiz or head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website and there's a big banner that will take you to our Patreon page. Or while you're there, you can also click the tiny little link and that'll take you to PayPal, another way to support us if you want to support us on PayPal. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who has supported the show over the last 11 years and to everybody who keeps supporting our show nowadays. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we talk about on the show. So if you're ever needing a reminder or a link back to a gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? You gotta guess what this gadget is. It's not just a piece or a part of a gadget, that is the entire gadget. And you gotta guess what this is. And it is a tuning fork that only tunes brown notes. Do you know what those are? If you think you know what this is, get a guess and over gizwiz.biz. Dickie D selects six correct answers and 12 funny and hilarious answers. So get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.